broadcast.
KAYT, Freeport Greenwood, 92.5.
Apostle J.L. Broadnax returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus Christ. And we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, this is your Apostle of Prayer, James Broadnax, and I'm absolutely excited on today. James Broadnax, why are you so excited? I'm excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., all roads, all streets will be leading to 4210 South MacArthur Drive. James Broadnax, why are they coming? They are coming because they are going to get blessed. Yes, this is going to be a big blessing Sunday this Sunday. And I want you to make sure, before you leave that sanctuary, I want you to make sure that I place in your hands my one-hour intercessory prayer guide. God has given me a mandate to birth 100 intercessors, to birth 100 prayer warriors. You see, prayer powers everything. And God said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, says God, and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So I want you to make sure before you leave church on Sunday, give me the opportunity to place this 1 hour intercessory prayer guide in your hand. Why is it so important, James Broadnax? Because prayer is essential, just as important as the air that you are breathing right now. And he or she that prays for 1 hour each and every day shall walk in the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. But right now, we're going to pick back up on this week's blessing lesson. And I've been teaching on the promises of God. And I've been telling everybody I meet, everybody I talk to, I've been telling them this: God needs your faith and not your help. Yes, God needs your faith and not your help. He's God all by himself. When he stepped out in Genesis and began to speak things into existence, you was not there. So he didn't need your help then, and he don't need your help now. All God needs is your faith. And Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask or think, according to the power of God that is working on the inside of us. So we're going to pick back up on these promises and why it is so important for you to study that Word of God and learn and these promises, and let these promises become reality in your life. Well, Jesus told us in St. John chapter 15, verse 7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now, that's a promise. That is a promise from Jesus. And he said that if we abide in him and his words abide in us, the promise says we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Now, here's another promise. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, therefore, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. That's another promise. That's another promise that promised us answered prayer. So now we're going back over here to Romans chapter 4. And we talked about it yesterday, about being not weak in faith. And I begin to share with you from Romans 4:17, that as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, talking about Abraham, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called the things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And we stopped yesterday at verse 19, that being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You see, so other words I begin to share with you. That's why it's so very important to study the Word of God. It's so important for you to meditate and get the promises of God locked into your heart. Yes, it's so important that you get God's word down on the inside of you. And the only way you can do that is through meditating, contemplating on the word of God. So now, the Bible says here that he was not weak in faith, you see. So in other words, you got to hold on to what God done promised you. You got to tell the devil if God said it, it's got to happen. You got to tell the devil, if God said yes, who is you, devil, that tell me no, you see. But now watch this. When you are weak in faith because of circumstances, because of delays. See, sometimes delay does not mean it's been denied, but see, just a delay. And sometimes it could be a divine delay. In other words, God caused the delay for a specific reason. So I'm saying to you today that are listening to me, don't be weak in your faith because it's been 6 months and it have not happened. It's been a year and it has not happened. It's been 3 years and it has not happened. But you know in your heart of hearts that God said it. Well, you just hold on to what God said. Some may laugh at you. Some may tell you, you fool, you ought to give up on that. But if you know that God told you that he's going to do something for you, he's going to work something out for you, you hold on to what God said and watch God work it all out. Same thing with Abraham. When God spoke this to him, he was Abram. And some years went by, looked like it was not going to happen. He held on to what God said. So in other words, I guess every day he was saying, I'm living on a God said. And that's what you got to tell yourself. I'm living on a God said. I don't care what the circumstances are saying to me. I don't care what my enemies are dictating to me. I'm living on a God said. And I know who said it. And if he said it, it's got to happen. And if you keep God's word in your mouth, keep speaking those promises, keep speaking those promises. The Bible declares that God watches over his word to perform it in our life. So you just cannot be weak in your faith. Keep saying what God then said about you. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are saying. Circumstances are saying you to tell, but God said you to hear. Now, who you going to believe? God said, you the blessed of the Lord. Who are you going to believe? So you got to not be weak in that faith. And you keep saying, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am the blessed of the Lord. I'm blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. And as you stay right there speaking that word of God, God is going to perform that word in your life, and what you're speaking is going to become reality. Key number one, if you're going to receive the promises of God and they become reality in your life, number one, key number one, you cannot be weak in your faith. Now let's go on down to number two. And the word of God says, and he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He staggered not. Key number two, you can't be staggering. You see, that's why a lot of people never get a manifestation of what they are praying for, because they are staggering through unbelief. Other words, we done prayed the prayer of faith for your healing. But you get back to the doctor and he tell you it's looking worse instead of looking better. You see? And then you begin to stagger. You know, oh, well, I thought I was healed, but the doctor said, you know, it's getting worse. See, you're staggering through unbelief. You got to stay right there on that word of God. Don't stagger when it comes to the promises of God. Well, I heard the preacher say, if I give a tenth of my income, God would open the windows of heaven and pull me out a blessing that I wouldn't have the room to receive it all. Well, I've been tithing now for 3 months, and I haven't seen no change in my finance. Look like I'm still stuck. You see? Now, what's happening? You started out with joy, tithing and feeling good about tithing. Looked like you was getting a little breakthrough. But then, here it is 3 months later, looked like nothing is any better in your finance. And then, what happened? Now you say, well, you know what? I'm not going to keep doing that. I'm not going to keep giving the tenth. You know, what are you doing? You're staggering at the promises of God through unbelief. And when you stagger at the promises of God, they cannot manifest in your life. Key number one, can't be weak in your faith when you go after these promises. Key number two, you cannot stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Now, I'm going to move swiftly. What is key number three? Apostle, I'm ready for some promises to become reality in my life. I'm ready to live that debt-free promise. I'm ready to live that promise where Jesus said he want me to have the life and have it more abundantly. I'm ready for that kind of living. So you got to work these keys here. Number one, can't be weak in faith. Number two, you cannot stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Well, what is key number three? I probably won't make it to key number four. But key number three is this right here. But he was strong in faith. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see, when you're strong in faith, circumstances does not control your praise. When you're strong in faith, circumstances do not control your thanksgiving unto God. Right in the midst of the fight, you keep praising God. And you email the devil and say, hey, devil, when the dust settles, I shall be on top. Because, you know, I know what he promised me. He said to me, I'm more than a conqueror. So I know that no matter what it looked like, I'm winning. Saints, my time is almost up. I'm out of time. But we're going to pick back up on tomorrow's broadcast. And we're going to watch God, amen, work in your life. Key number one, you can't be weak in faith. Key number two, don't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Key number three, you got to be strong in faith and give God the glory and the praise. Got to go, but I see you on tomorrow's broadcast.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781. Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30.